From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A public funeral has been planned for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died at age 74 early Saturday. At a news conference, family spokesman Bob Gunnell said that Ali's public funeral will be held Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The funeral is scheduled for 2 o'clock local time at the KFC Yum Center and will be open to the public. Gunnell said the family wanted everyone to have the chance to say goodbye.
They certainly believe that Muhammad was a citizen of the world, and he truly was. And they know that the world grieves with them, and they've received, as you can imagine, tens of thousands of well wishes and support.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will give eulogies. Gunnell said that Ali had died of septic shock due to natural causes. Tributes have poured in worldwide since his death. U.S. President Barack Obama, who keeps a pair of boxing gloves the champion once wore in his private office at the White House, said Saturday that Ali shook up the world and the world is better for it. The World Health Organization's Director General has asked the agency's Zika Emergency Committee to evaluate the risk of holding the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro in August. Dr. Margaret Chan says she called on WHO experts in response to a request from a U.S. senator who had expressed concern about public health hazards in Rio de Janeiro this year. In a report Thursday on Zika, the WHO said the virus continues to spread around the world and vigilance needs to remain high. This is VOA News.